From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. NPR has learned that Russia could start flying missions against Islamic State targets in Syria in the coming weeks, while Washington ramps up talks with Moscow on how to steer clear of each other during anti-ISIS operations. NPR's Tom Bowman reports Russian warplanes have already landed at a base in Latakia.
U.S. officials say four Russian attack aircraft have arrived in western Syria along the Mediterranean coast at this base that the Russians have been building for weeks now. And U.S. officials expect more attack aircraft to be sent in the coming weeks.
NPR's Tom Bowman. Japan's parliament is clearing the way for the country to play a larger military role. This despite polls that show most Japanese people oppose any departure from the country's pacifist constitution's limits on the military following World War II. From Tokyo, John Matthews says the upper house has cleared two controversial security bills.
The new laws will allow collective defense, meaning Japan's forces can assist their allies abroad even when home soil isn't directly threatened. They've set off one of Japan's most heated debates in recent decades, with actual physical scuffles both inside and outside of parliament. Still, how the nation's forces will actually be used after the new laws are enacted remains unclear.
John Matthews reporting. The Environmental Protection Agency accuses Volkswagen of being sneaky in its bid to boost performance in certain VW and Audi diesel cars by installing software that could circumvent anti-pollution rules. Michigan Radio's Tracy Samilton reports this revelation is likely to cost the automaker dearly.
The EPA has issued a notice of violation affecting 482,000 diesel passenger cars in model years 2009 through 2015. Cynthia Giles is with the EPA's Office of Enforcement and Compliance Assurance.
Put simply, these cars contain software that turns off emission controls when driving normally and turns them on when the car is undergoing an emission test.
The notice alleges the software enabled the cars to emit levels of nitrogen oxides up to 40 times the allowable standard. The violation could potentially end up costing Volkswagen several billion dollars in fines. For NPR News, I'm Tracy Samilton.
The GOP-led House has approved two abortion-related bills. One blocks federal funding for Planned Parenthood for a year. The other imposes criminal penalties on doctors who don't try to save infants born alive during abortions. NPR's Elsa Chang says the bills are being used as a sounding board since they're not likely to pass in the Senate.
These votes were intended to give conservative Republicans a chance to express their anger about the videos accusing Planned Parenthood of selling aborted fetal tissue. But for many people in that caucus, they see that these measures won't become law. They're symbolic. So they're still interested in using the government funding bill as leverage to defund Planned Parenthood.
NPR's Elsa Chang. You're listening to NPR News. Florida A&M University has reached $1 million settlement with the family of drum major Robert Champion, who died after being hazed by fellow band members. From Eberstation WMFE in Orlando, Nicole Creston has more.
The settlement calls for Champion's parents to drop their negligence lawsuit against the Tallahassee University. In return, the family receives $1.1 million and a formal apology from Florida A&M officials, who have also agreed to name the marching band's new anti-hazing program after Champion. The 26-year-old drum major died in November 2011 after the band's performance at an annual high-stakes football game in Orlando. Fellow band members pummeled him with fists and mallets aboard a parked bus in a hazing ritual known as Crossing Bus C. In all, 13 people were charged in Champion's death. Nicole Creston, NPR News.
Pope Francis is following through on a promise to offer refuge to Syrians escaping the civil war in their homeland. The Vatican says it's providing sanctuary to a family of four belonging to the Melkite Greek Catholic Church. They've been there for nearly 2 weeks. Francis has called on Catholic parishes, convents, and monasteries to do the same with other families as tens of thousands of migrants continue to flow toward Western Europe to escape poverty and conflict in their homeland. Stocks are closing down sharply as investors consider the impact of the Federal Reserve's decision to keep interest rates unchanged for at least another month. At last glance, Dow is down 290 points at 16,385. This is NPR News.